Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Speaking from the Whipple Federal Building in Minneapolis this morning, Border Czar Tom Homan announced that Operation Metro Surge will conclude.
A significant drawdown has already been underway this week and will continue through the next week. We have a lot of work to do across this country to remove public safety risk and to deliver on President Trump's promise for strong border security and mass deportation. Law enforcement officers drawn down from this surge operation will either return to the duty stations or be signed elsewhere to achieve just that.
Governor Tim Walz today is set to announce a proposed federal surge response package aimed at supporting Minnesota businesses impacted by the sustained federal presence in the Twin Cities metro area. State officials say the proposal is designed to ease financial strain on employers and workers who have experienced disruptions tied to the federal operations. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is cheering House passage of legislation that would repeal President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Klobuchar said in a statement, Canada is Minnesota's top trading partner, but these chaotic tariffs are jeopardizing that relationship and increasing costs for Minnesota families. Six House Republicans joined Democrats in passing the bill, but all of Minnesota's GOP members voted against it. Trump wrote on social media that any Republican that votes against tariffs will seriously suffer the consequences come election time. This is MNN.